When he arrived in New York to study jazz, Gregoire Marais says his fellow students sometimes laughed when he pulled out his harmonica. Not so much anymore. After a decade as a celebrated sideman, Gregoire Marais has been recognized as the modern master of the jazz harmonica. He's played with Herbie Hancock, Pat Metheny, Cassandra Wilson, and Marcus Miller, and with a few pop stars too, Elton John, Sting, and Prince. Now Marais steps front and center as the headliner on a new CD. If you play harmonica, well, what does it take to get some respect? Call and tell us your story, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Gregoire Marais' self-titled debut album is available now. He's in the middle of a nationwide tour, but he's made a stop here in Studio 3A, along with pianist Federico Gonzalez-Pena, who also produced the album, and Sean Rickman is with us on drums. Nice to have you all here.
Yeah, hello. How are you?
And why don't we start with a song?
Sure. We're going to start with a song named Lucilla's Dream.
That was Lucilla's Dream. Federico Gonzalez Pena on keyboards, Sean Rickman on drums, and our leader here, Gregoire Marais, on jazz harmonica. And I have to ask you, you grew up in Switzerland. Where did you learn to play jazz harmonica?
In Switzerland, in Geneva. But the other, the person that has been probably the biggest influence for me on the instrument is from also Europe, from Belgium. It's Toots Thielemans, of course.
Yes, he's your predecessor in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
And appears on your record.
He does, and he just came here, in New York. He did a special two-night concert at the Lincoln Center with Herbie Hancock as special guest and many other guests, and it was beautiful. I want to listen to him. It was absolutely beautiful. Yeah, he's a guest also on the record.
And sort of passing the torch in some respect.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big and amazing honor, of course.
And I wanted to ask, though, I read that you saw somebody play harmonica when you were, what, a teenager and blown away. And where'd you find your first one?
My father is a musician, not professional, but he's within a circle of people who were playing a lot of music. So one of his friends actually gave me my first instrument. Mm-hmm. And I just started listening to his records and try to pick up whatever I could and play and copy.
So you taught yourself?
Totally, yeah.
Yeah. And you're playing, people will notice, more chromatic instruments, more associated with Stevie Wonder, perhaps.
Right, exactly.
Rather than the blues harp, Junior Wells kind of a thing.
Totally, yes, yeah. Yes.
So no marine band for you?
No, yeah. I mean, I used to play blues harmonica, but I kind of changed when I was in high school.
And did you find that the instrument did not get the same respect as, the trumpet or the saxophone?
Well, there's a little bit of a cliche. The idea behind that surrounds this instrument is a little bit strange, I guess, because very few people know how to play it. Mm-hmm. So when you think of harmonica, you always think of somebody who cannot play it. And I will not name anybody. But there's also a lot of pop musician stuff in the mainstream who can't really play this instrument. So, I mean, it sounds okay in their music, but it doesn't really do any justice to the instrument really as a full instrument. So once people realize listening to me or other people who can play this instrument, that is a full instrument that has a huge range, basically.
I'm very excited. Read you describe it as one of the instruments perhaps closest to the human voice.
It's very close to the human voice, for sure, yeah.
Get some harmonica players to call in and see if you what it takes to get some respect for such a great instrument. 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Bill's on the line with us from San Antonio.
Hello.
Bill, you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead, Bill. You're on the air.
Yeah, I guess the main question was, how do you get respect as a harp player? And I think your guest has got it right, nailed it right on the head, is actually sit down and practice.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and just being serious about this instrument, dedicated to playing it the right way.
So don't live down to expectations, is what you're saying, Bill.
Well, the biggest problem is, you can pick up a diatonic harmonica, which is what I play, and if you're playing with people that are playing, three or four chord songs, you can stay in the key, and you won't sound too bad. And a lot of people find that that becomes their definition of success, and don't really stretch it to where it needs to go and find out what notes really fit with a given melody, or how to back up. How to take the place of a keyboard player and effectively back up a group, and it's hard because you don't have as many choices on a diatonic harp as you do on a chromatic. But then you got somebody like Howard Levy who can play anything a sax player can on a diatonic harp. So you just need to take the time and learn what the instrument can do.
I guess like anything else, Bill.
Pretty much.
Thanks very much for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on.
I also wanted to ask you, Gregoire Marais, you've been watching leaders for mm-hmm. many years as a sideman. You're now
right.
The leader yourself. Does this unleash your inner Stalin? Are you telling people what to do now?
No. I like to consider it more of I love the input of everybody in the band. I'm not here telling everybody what to do. I'll bring usually the music, and then we'll work on that music and make it grow. That's my take on being a leader, more than just telling everybody what to do on every level.
Let's see if we can get another caller in. One more. This is Jim, and Jim's with us from Tucson.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Jim.
When I was about 10 and in the Cub Scouts, my auntie gave me a harmonica, and I taught myself to play My Country Tis of Thee on it. And my first debut was with the other Cub Scouts, and they all laughed like heck. And at that time, I decided that I wanted to learn to play the harmonica better. But I feel a little ill at ease here because the people you've spoken with, they are very professional people. And I just play for my own amusement. And I almost always carry a harmonica. I don't have one with me right now. But mostly it's a marine band because they're cheap and they're good.
Those diatonic we were talking about before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, yeah. Those are beautiful instruments, and I'm glad you're playing this instrument. For me, it's just a matter of practicing. I know there's a few methods also that exist that could help, you know, but just pick up the melodies you love and try to play them. You know.
I listened to what you played on the air here just before you came on to speak, mm-hmm. and I was really impressed. And when I think of playing the harmonica, when I hear music, I automatically think of that I'm playing it on the harmonica so that I can, you know, draw and blow it the right times and so forth. But I had never heard jazz harmonica played like that. And, okay. you know, that kind of gets me going to maybe good. I can play like that.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, go get the album. Grégoire Marais is its name, the name of the artist as well, and then copy the notes.
Yes, indeed.
I'm not above copying.
None of us are.
Jim. The only thing about the harmonica is that you can't sing and play at the same time.
You can, but you're going to have some really strange sounds.
Jim, thanks very much for the call. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
We're talking with Grégoire Marais, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And we wanted to get the chance to hear another tune.
Okay, this is Magna du Sol.
Gregoire Marais's self-titled debut album is available now. He's with us here in Studio 3 with pianist Federico Gonzalez-Pena, who also produced the album, and drummer John Rickman. Our thanks as well to our technicians who set this up, Cal Southworth and Melissa Marquis. Tomorrow, what Ohio and other states are doing to keep would-be repeat offenders out of prison. Join us for that. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.